This is the She Blows It podcast, and I'm your host, Carla. And on this show, we magnify overlooked principles designed to distract us from the reality of life and living. Every episode will further expand the concept of putting two and two together to equal four. Stay tuned.
If I can't have it, then neither can you. The concept of crabs in a bucket is a metaphor coined by Booker T. Washington to display the lack of progress in the Black community and relating it due to us dragging each other down and pulling each other down due to our own lack of fortitude to elevate to different levels of life and what is considered to be success. Washington's metaphor crosses multiple spectrums of race and class in the 20th century because this doesn't just happen in the Black community. Understand that it happens in diverse settings, and it's definitely prominent when it comes to sharing knowledge and information because everyone believes that being one up will give them some special recognition, and who knows, maybe it will. I don't know. But this doesn't have to be the case, right? If only people would be more open-minded and work together, that's where a part of the solution begins. In this episode, the objective is to cease the narrative that we can't control and begin to create and bring forth to the table solutions to the crab in a bucket mentality and bring solutions to many more things to come. Now, there are a lot of ways to get out of this crab in a bucket mentality in whatever spectrum or form that may be in. Now, before we dive into the conversation, here is a brief recap from last week's episode. On last week's episode, we discussed fighting for identity and how the fight for identity in our communities shows us the power of social influence, how it blinds us from being our authentic selves, and how social constructs are built to control our everyday lives. So if you have not tuned into that episode, go back and take a listen at that episode. Now, back to Crabs in a Barrel. There's a book entitled Our Black Year, One Family's Quest to Buy in America's Racially Divided Economy by author Maggie Anderson, who supports the idea that crabs in the bucket mentality has expanded beyond just the Black community and is just as prominent in different cultures and communities. To overcome this mindset, one must be willing to make the sacrifice to help someone else before helping themselves, period. And I know that that sounds backwards, but when you think about it in terms of elevation in life and success, it makes sense. Even down to the little breakdown of crabs in a bucket and the ways in which they can escape without pulling the one that's on his way out back in. Now, Anderson in Our Black Year, she suggests, quote, Black decisiveness must be viewed in the context of what is known as crabs in a bucket or crabs in a barrel mentality. The story is that Booker T. Washington coined the phrase and used it in one of his lectures to point out how Blacks were holding each other back, end quote. Now, I said in the beginning of the episode that this, again, is spread across different spectrums of race and class. And Anderson references, I even found a reference to it in a 2006 International Monetary Fund essay on why poor people stay that way. The answer was citizens fearing that the advantage gained by one group may come at the expense of the other, becoming like crabs in a bucket, preventing each other from getting out. This shows the jealousy and fear of being outdone, and that's just what it screams to me. Now, in a perfect world, there is a solution to this, but the likelihood of people who are rigid in thinking and stuck in their way of thinking and, you know, struggle to think outside of the box for the better good of all would simply be asking for too much. We would be asking too much for that, right? So in a perfect world, we still wouldn't be able to get it right as humans. There will always be an issue. There will always be someone who wants to one-up. There will always, always be unnecessary dragging of other people who are working hard to get to different areas and spots in their lives and in what they consider to be success. Yeah. Even with knowledge and information, people are like crabs in a bucket with that because, again, everyone wants to be in the know. Everyone wants to be privy to some information that's top secret or that no one else knows, perhaps to make them feel special. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, people will keep knowledge and things that they know can help their other fellow humans. They will withhold that information to keep our fellow humans from succeeding. Think about it. The more we succeed, the more we improve the world. The more we adopt an open view on the reality of things, the more we understand the truth. And once the truth is identified, whatever that is to you, then that's where we take the steps to correct it. But if we all can't be on the same page, I mean, hey, I thought long and hard to myself about what we as people can do to erase this crabs in a bucket mindset, which gets us absolutely nowhere. And how we can adopt a more flexible mindset and understanding that when you help others, you help yourself. We don't just sit back and expect for others to believe in us. If we don't believe in them or take any genuine interest to understanding the message that they're trying to convey. There are solutions to this, but everyone would have to, again, work together. And the likelihood of that happening is slim to none. I really hate to be a pessimist, but like Tupac said, that's just the way it is. In order to change this crabs in a bucket mentality or crabs in a barrel mentality, we would need to create a method of working together somehow. But again, viewing the climate of the world we live in at this moment, that seems slim to none in our lifetimes. Maybe in our grandchildren's or great-grandchildren's or great-great-grandchildren's lives, that may be the case. But definitely, I don't believe that would be something we see in our lifetimes. Now, for solution's sake, a few things we could do to get out of the barrel are to help each other crawl out with the information we observe, the struggles we've encountered, and sharing the knowledge that's useful to growth. And from our Black year, it references, quote, uncertainty about who will get the benefits of reform can further compound resistance, right? So if there's the slightest belief that something isn't beneficial for us or someone will get ahead of us, then we won't do it. And that's just how it is. All of us are guilty of it, and rightfully so, especially if it's a life principle or value. Getting out of the barrel is half the battle and quite interesting too. Anderson further encourages us to, quote, picture a bucket of crabs. Picture a bucket of crabs, y'all. She says none of the crustaceans would allow others to climb out. Anytime a single crab attempts to get out, the rest pull the lone crab back down. This happens all the time with knowledge and education. It also happens at jobs, especially in corporate America. So now, even if we lived in a perfect world, we still wouldn't be able to get it together collectively as people, and not just Black people, all across the spectrums of people, race, culture, class, and all of that. The crabs in a bucket philosophy doesn't just stop there. It's prominent in our jobs too. And I know I keep referencing this, but this is spot on in our Black year. Anderson references Ida B. Wells and quoted Wells when she said that in the 1800s, during the Civil War, 20% of all lynchings stemmed from rape-related charges, just 20%. Many were attempts by largely rural poor whites to fend off what they saw as economic and political competition from their poor Black neighbors, right? Ida continued on to say that in my research, I found repeated references to an estimated 2 to 3 lynchings each week in the late 19th and early 20th centuries in the South. In every reference listed, economic competitions from blacks are as the leading reasons for crime, and lynching was economic terrorism. Listen, Henry Boyd, one of the most successful African-American manufacturers through the Civil War, had to completely shut down his factory after it was burnt down 3 times. African-American hotel owner George Thomas Downing had his hotel burned down by arsonists. Like, you work so hard to build something, and because someone else can't reach that level or refuse to put in the work to get to that level or believe that you don't deserve to be to that level, they will pull you down. And it's more psychological with people. Psychological warfare to break you down, to break down your mentality and view of yourself. And last week we discussed about fighting for an identity. And this is another reason right here as to why people are fighting for an identity. It's because they are being deconstructed mentally to believe that they aren't good enough. Their craft isn't good enough. And that's why many people give up, whether they want to admit it or not. It's that fear, the consistent feeling like you're good isn't good enough, but it is. The next person is just a hater, right? Now, let's look over at corporate America, right? More of a psychological aspect. It's more of a psychological game than anything. But even in this atmosphere, if you are not mentally equipped to handle the pressure, it will be tough, it will be challenging, and it will be mind-blowing. Hashtag she blows it. Corporate is all about fitting in, and it's not necessarily about what you know about the job or the task. Let's be real. It's about playing the part, doing the part, depending on where you want to be to land in someone else's organization. And you'll be surprised at how so many people will sell their souls to climb the corporate ladder instead of just being themselves and letting their work speak for itself. Most people in the setting have to be right, because being wrong can cost you your reputation and it can also cost you your job. Some corporate businesses are just as messy as reality TV shows, and depending on what industry you're in, that just proves the degree of representation that not an inkling of what it means in your brain, not an inkling of your intellect has the slightest bit of a determination of where you land. It's all about the bottom line. And this is not the point. The point is how far people will go to help someone else get to that bottom, even if it means doing and everything to prove you out to be incompetent, to prove that they are better, and to prove that they know it all. I see it like this. I grab a metaphorical bag of popcorn and just entertain myself with instances like this, because those who are always out to prove they are always right and know everything eventually have to pull the fake wall down, own up, and take accountability at some point. There's always going to be those colleagues who are loud and wrong in their attempts to make you look incompetent when it's the other way around. You're made to believe that your qualifications are what make you qualified, when in reality, again, it's not about your qualifications. It's how you fit in, how you perform when being tested, how you respond to those tests. Will you challenge said authority? No matter what you want to achieve, if it's meant for you, it's meant for you. And playing those dirty little games and doing anything to get to the top might work momentarily, but everything that we do comes back around to us tenfold. So we reap the consequences of our actions in one way or another. Cheating your way, undermining others, or what they consider to be stepping on toes is not going to get anyone anywhere but pissed off or jobless. Now, I want y'all to know that I still haven't forgotten that I promised y'all an episode on corporate America, and trust me, I have not forgotten about y'all. Just let's consider this the segue before we get into the main event. just keep that in mind. Now, Now, I know I just went in on how the crabs in a bucket or crabs in a barrel mentality relate to knowledge, information, and jobs. The main highlight and question is, how do we climb out of the bucket? We climb out of the bucket by, we help each other out of the bucket by sharing information, facts, and ideas that will help each other succeed, learning from the mistakes of others to do something better. We help each other by being genuinely inspired by other people's success instead of envying them. Understand the goals behind your career and play chess accordingly, especially in corporate America. Now, in corporate America, distance yourself from that. They'll feel your energy and understand that you aren't with the semantics, the games, or politics. You have to set that boundary. Now, with that being said, we hit it close to time to being up, and I want to thank everyone who stuck around and watched and listened to this show. It's my wish that on every episode that you take something away from it and take something away from this episode and try to do something different with this crabs in a bucket mentality in your community, with the people around you in your circle. Sadly, many people don't even realize that they're doing this because they're so conditioned. Especially again, and I know I keep saying this, but after being in the workforce for so long, you start to see things and experience things and you realize what's what. After being in whatever field of work you're in, if you do it long enough, you're conditioned to do that job a specific way. And jobs that require more freedoms on the higher end of the hierarchy get more freedom. Therefore, they have more control, right? They have more control to hold whoever back based on true work performance or the crabs in a bucket mentality, because they know that that individual may be just as capable or more than capable to handle the responsibility, but they may never see it that way because they don't want to see the advancement of someone else simply because they don't want anyone else to advance beyond them. That places them at jeopardy. That's a threat. Therefore, they don't want to see you winning and is conditioned. So, for more on the day-to-day on the She Blows It podcast, be sure to follow the She Blows It Instagram page at @SheBlowsIt_pod on Instagram. Subscribe to this podcast where all podcasts are available. And oh, don't you forget to subscribe to the She Blows It YouTube page. Leave me a review and a comment. Let me know what you think, and I'll catch up with you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Are you tired of feeling a sense of negative energy around you? Perhaps you'd like to manifest abundance daily. Or you want a smoke cleansing your vibe? If that's what you're about, head over to Liberated. Let me tell you a little bit more about Liberated. Liberated was founded in 2017 by yours truly, yogi, podcaster, and mom, Carla Coley, through a journey of self-exploration beyond the realms of hell. A disease of perfection inspired Carla to rebel against everything she was taught to believe about religion, socialization, and understanding. With that epiphany, Liberated was born. And it was born from a mind infused with questions on establishing a life beyond a social construct. Amidst the chaos in the world, Liberated provides peace of mind through metaphysical aspects of sage and incense. The benefits of yoga is not only art, but a self-soothing mechanism. As a fashion statement through swanky-looking yet inexpensive t-shirts and knickknacks, and a source of information through blogs on methods to keep your work in progress state of mind clear, conscious, and elevated to higher vibrations. This concoction is what makes us liberated, and this concoction is liberated. Head over to www.liberated.com. That's www.liberated.com. It's spelled LIB, the number 3, the letter R, the number 8, ED.com. That's www.liberated.com. For more information, click the link in the description box. Yes, guys, I know it's difficult to spell, but hey, we liberated.